While Todd Staples is more than a decade younger than each of his opponents, he's been part of state government longer than most. Since 1995, when he was elected to the House, then the Senate, then Agriculture Commissioner, his current job. Staples is a rancher and real estate appraiser from Palestine who minces no words in sizing up his opponents. Here's what he says about the current Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who's running for re-election.
David Dewhurst, Senate passed version of the budget has been higher than the House passed version of the budget every legislative session. You would think for a guy that's been there for as long as he has, that one of those years it wouldn't have been that way. As Commissioner of Agriculture, I cut my budget. We came up with efficiencies, and I gave grants to the DPS to use an Operation Drawbridge.
And here's his take on opponents Dan Patrick, a state senator from Houston, and Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson.
Dan voted to spend $6 billion out of the rainy day fund this last session, completely drained the fund to pay for some ongoing expenses. That's bad fiscal mismanagement. And Jerry has said that he wants to take a state retirement while serving as lieutenant governor. I'm not running to retire.
Not surprisingly, the opponents don't see it that way. Dewhurst says overall spending has dropped 11% since he came into office. Patrick says he only supported taking money from the Rainy Day Fund for water and transportation projects because there are assurances the fund won't dip below a certain level. And Patterson says he'll collect his retirement but donate the paltry lieutenant governor's salary of $7,200 a year to charity. Staples' opponents have taken aim at him for voting in 2001 to grant in-state tuition to the children of undocumented immigrants and for immigrants to use foreign birth certificates or passports to get a driver's license.
The 2001 bill that they're talking about would have required the Department of Public Safety and cleaned up the types of documents that they would have accepted. People were already getting driver's licenses that were here illegally, so they're simply not telling the truth about those issues. On the in-state tuition bill, I have said that that bill has not been enforced that requires individuals to correct their status, and therefore it should be repealed.
On the immigration issue, how do you feel about a guest worker program that would give people here who are undocumented a way to stay here legally?
To say we're going to address the status of everyone here without first working on addressing and actually securing our border only means we're going to perpetuate the problem. So yes, we can work on a guest worker program. That is a part of my six-point plan. But if we start granting access for those that are here illegally without doing these other points, we're only going to encourage other people to come without following our laws.
On education, Staples says academic success should be the focus, not more spending per student. And he wants public schools to teach creationism, the idea that the universe and life are the creation of a supernatural being and not the result of evolution.
Science has been proven wrong in many different areas. I think when it comes to Environmental Protection Agency, they utilize political science and not environmental science all the time. And I think we need to present all theories so that students can have those options.
Tell me one thing about you, something that exemplifies why the people of Texas can trust you.
You know, I grew up in a town where everyone knows you pretty much. And when I see people that have known me my whole life, still today, they tell me you're the same person, you hadn't changed.
Staples claims he'd still be a straight shooter from East Texas if he's elected lieutenant governor. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.